You are back with the conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. This is Catherine Cruz. Memorial plans to honor the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg are shaping up for later this week. Ginsburg was a sharp legal mind on our nation's highest court, who many say is irreplaceable. She touched many lives across the country, and here in Hawaii, those who knew her personally are grieving for our loss and have taken the time to reflect on their memories. One of those was John Gotanda, president of Hawaii Pacific University and former law dean of Villanova University. Ginsburg hired Gotanda early on in his career, and he smiled fondly this morning when we talked to him as he recalled how she overlooked his insecurities as a young law student from Hawaii on his first real job interview.
My legal career began with Justice Ginsburg, literally as she swore me into the Hawaii bar. I'm probably the only person to be sworn in by her, as a member of Hawaii Bar. And it all started because she hired me as a staff attorney for the D.C. Circuit when she was a judge on that court. And it's actually a funny story how that came about, because I was in my third year of law school and wanted to do a clerkship after graduation. And I managed to get interviews in Pennsylvania, New York, and Washington, D.C. So I went to get my haircut in Hawaii, going to the East Coast. And so I went to my hair stylist, actually my mother's hair cutter, and I said, I'm going to on these interviews. And he heard I was going to New York. So he said, I have to give you a New York haircut. And I said, no, I'm going to go and interview with these judges. I just need a professional looking, normal, clean cut haircut. He would hear nothing of it. And so he whisked me away from the mirror, cut, 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 voila. You know, I came out with a haircut suitable to go clubbing New York, where the front was fine, but the back had three levels of hair, and it looked like he put a bowl over my head and at the edge kind of shaved the back. It was totally inappropriate for an interview, and so I was horrified. You know, what was I going to do? But my plan was to walk into the interviews with these judges and in their chambers and then kind of back my way out, sort of bowing my way out, maybe. But my plan with then Judge Ginsburg failed because she invited another judge to the interview because it was for a position with the Hope Court. And so they each sat on a side of me, and they could clearly see that my hair in the back was off. There was no hiding, in other words, this haircut. But, you know, RBG, she never gave a hint of noticing. And when it came to the law, she was all about substance. She grilled me for the entire interview. And in the end, the haircut never came up. It didn't matter. I got the job, and it literally sort of changed my career path in the end.
So she didn't hold that bad haircut against you?
No. She's a very stylish person. but that was not a professional haircut for a job interview. It's odd, but again, she focused and has a laser focus when it comes to the law as to talking about substance, talking about types of things that really were important to her. I really learned a lot from working 2 years at the D.C. Circuit.
And so, you know, knowing that you had this relationship early on in your career, in your professional career, with this woman who would, you know, really become, you know, this icon there on the Supreme Court, on the High Court, what was it like when you heard the news last week?
Oh, it was devastating. You know, she had played, as I said, such an important role. She not only gave me my first job, but she was the reference for me twice and helped really launch my second sort of careers as when I applied to be a lawyer at the law firm of Covington & Burlingham, one of the nation's leading law firms. She served as my reference for that. And then when I applied to be a law professor a number of years later, I think it was like four years or 5 years later, she again, you know, graciously agreed to be a reference, and at that point she had been put on the Supreme Court. You know, she took the time out though to be a reference for me, and it allowed me, really, it opened so many doors for me to have Justice Ginsburg serve as a reference, and really, you know, the news of her passing really was a tremendous blow. She was just truly amazing person.
And I know there's lots of talk about her replacement and her dying wish to have the next president elect the next justice.
First and foremost, she's irreplaceable. She really was just a truly incredible, brilliant lawyer. The sharpest mind, legal mind I've ever worked with. It, by far, I think, the most gifted lawyer. Incredibly demanding, perfectionist. You can see it in her work, that she put in the time and care and thought. I think she's irreplaceable. I don't think anyone, you know, will ever be able to truly replace Justice Ginsburg. She really was a one of a kind in the end.
I was struck by the images that I saw on the news this weekend, you know, the flowers and the tributes that were being placed outside the Supreme Court this weekend, you know, in her memory. You know, you had women who were bringing their daughters there just to acknowledge, you know, what she's done for women's rights.
And she really, you know, lived an amazing life, made a difference in the lives of so many people. But yet, you know, there was a real human side to her too. You know, she was very careful about her words, very thoughtful. But yet, you know, there was one opportunity I had to argue a case before the D.C. Circuit and a panel that included Justice Ginsburg. And I was appointed by the court. They actually asked me to do that. And I had done it on another occasion too. But this panel went out of their way, and I think it was because of Justice Ginsburg, not only to grill me and keep me up there for you know, twice the amount of time that was allotted, but then afterward, you know, they not only gave me the experience there of a lifetime, but in footnote, they dropped a thanks for doing this and an acknowledgement of the work that I did on the case, even though I lost in the end. And I think what that shows is that she would go out of her way, because to when someone does something, to acknowledge the fact that it's important and the recognition. You know, she took time to recognize others for their contributions too, in which I think really is just extraordinary that someone for stature, and this is so busy and doing so many things, would take the time out to do those types of things. It really is. That's illustrative of the type of person she was.
In her later years, I know she would come to visit here in the islands and really made time for the young lawyers, you know, at the law school.
Yes, and I think she really did have a fondness for Hawaii. And, you know, I did speak with her on a number of occasions about Hawaii. And I also remember afterward receiving a nice note from her, which I actually had framed after I had left the court, and I had sent her some macadamia nuts and coffee, and she was saying how much she loved the macadamia nuts, and she was drinking the coffee and really enjoying the Kona coffee. So I do think that she really did have a fondness for Hawaii in the end.
I guess the fact that she was such an inspiration for so mm-hmm. many young legal minds. You know, and when you were at Villanova as a law dean, I'm sure you saw just how important that is to encourage those that are getting into this profession.
Yes, and I also saw it too when she once invited me. She was in the area, invited me to go and see her speak at the University of Pennsylvania, where Justice O'Connor was also on that panel, and it was amazing. The impact, you could just see it in the audience that she had and that Justice O'Connor had too on the people. They were trailblazers, pioneers, you know, in what they did. And as I said, I think, you know, we'll never see another one like her again. I think she was just a one of a kind, just an amazing, amazing person. You know, again, she did so much for me. I wouldn't be here where I am today if it wasn't for Justice Ginsburg.
That was John Gotanda, president of Hawaii Pacific University. Born and raised in Hawaii, he's a graduate of Roosevelt High School, the University of Hawaii at Manoa, and the William S. Richardson School of Law, where he was editor-in-chief of the Law Review. He joined us this morning sharing his memories of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.